It's a precious artifact that can take a year to write by hand, in ink, with a quill, and take several weeks to inspect its 304,805 characters. There are thousands of them all across the world, virtually identical, save for the individual brushstroke of their authors, all retelling the dictation by God, recorded by Moses and meticulously transcribed for generations of people of the Jewish faith over the course of 3,500 years. In just over 3 weeks, Richmond's Jewish community will have the honor of receiving its fourth Torah scroll, gifted by its counterparts in Lethbridge, Alb, who are closing their synagogue due to dwindling numbers. The official dedication of the new Torah at Chabad Richmond on Sunday, September 18, will come exactly a week before the Jewish New Year, and it's a date Rabbi Yeshiel Beidelman is very excited about. It's certainly auspicious that we will be celebrating the arrival of this Torah around the same time as the Jewish New Year, Beidelman told the Richmond News. Any time a new Torah is brought in, it's a special occasion. It's about generational continuity. People unfamiliar with the Jewish faith may wonder why you would need more than one Torah scroll, let alone four. There are times in the Jewish calendar when we would have to take out three Torahs at a time, for different readings at different times, explained Beidelman. And sometimes there are needs outside of the house of worship. If someone loses a family member, for instance, we would go to the house of the mourner. In happier times, we might take them to retreats outside of town for readings there. Each one is a precious artifact. It is a continuous document that's not been altered in close to 3,500 years. But they don't last that long. We're not sure how old the Lethbridge one is. When a Torah is written, it's not necessarily recorded on the Torah. We think this one was written around 1955, if not earlier. Scribe makes sure Torah scroll is kosher. Beidelman explained that Chabad Richmond received the new Torah little while ago, but it has been away for several weeks being inspected by a scribe to make sure it's kosher. We have to make sure that every letter is still there and that every letter is correct and hasn't faded, Beidelman added. It has been certified and is in good working order and is coming back in the next couple of weeks. He reviews the entire Torah, maybe adding a little ink here and there if needed. It's not what makes them distinct, it's what makes them the same. Every single Torah has the exact same number of letters, in the exact same order. If there is a discrepancy, said Beidelman, you have to correct it, or it has to be ceremoniously buried. Each Torah scroll must be perfect. You cannot have a Torah that is incomplete or imperfect. That would bring an imperfection into the chain, so to speak. One Torah is copied from another, so if one is incorrect, that might be passed on to the next one. Chabad Richmond's new Torah scroll dedication will take place Sunday, September 18 at 1 p.m. at Thompson Community Center. For more information and the opportunity to dedicate part of the Torah, contact Chabad Richmond at 604,277-6427 or visit www.chabadrichmond.com/Torah dedication.